The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do, Mr. Anthony Rose?
We're highly trained professionals, and we're going to do our best to solve race relations in the United States of America.
Right now?
While giving the people what they want.
Well, you know, I like low expectations. You set the bar pretty high there. But as everyone watching this knows, there it was, an intersection between sports and politics that is undeniable that occurred yesterday. As the NBA players took the floor to play their games, they all took knees here in the Pistons and Bucks game, also in the Celtics and Heat game and in others, obviously recognizing what happened at our nation's capital yesterday. After the games, some prominent figures were in front of microphones to discuss it. Let's listen to them.
You know, it basically proves the point about a privileged life, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, I'll say it because I don't think a lot of people want to. Could you imagine today if those were all black people storming the Capitol and what would have happened?
In one America, you get killed by sleeping in your car, selling cigarettes, or playing in your backyard. And in another America, you get to storm the Capitol and no tear gas, no massive arrests.
Jalen, those are some powerful words from some people in your NBA fraternity. How did it feel watching the events, not just in Washington, D.C. play out, but around the NBA world as well?
So as I acknowledge what took place at the Capitol yesterday, I also want to send hope that progress was actually made, Jacoby. Because the people that were storming, trying to overthrow the democracy of the United States by using white supremacy as a tool, it proved that the world has actually passed them by. Because we were watching, glued to our televisions, glued to our phones, watching something that we thought we'd never see. A physical attempt to overthrow the government. Four people died. They were scaling the side of the building, Jacoby. They were in offices of people in Congress, putting their feet on desks. And you know this behavior was aided. For anybody that's ever been to an airport, for example, I would say to get into the Capitol should be 100 times more difficult. Law enforcement was complicit in basically allowing them. There's footage of law enforcement moving fences, allowing people in, Jacoby, ushering them in, taking selfies, running away from them as they were in to avoid confrontation. And so this now became the image of 2021 that colored people have been screaming to the high heavens trying to tell the world that existed for the last 400 plus years. The difference was there were so many people that wanted to fight it. There's so many people wanted to deny how we were treated so vastly different because of the color of our skin. The formation of the police department initially happened, Jacoby, to corral slaves. That has always been a tumultuous relationship because we always knew we were the people being governed the toughest and the roughest. We were being chained. We were being locked up. We were being sprayed. Dogs were being sicked on us. You didn't see that happening yesterday. Where were the rubber bullets? Where was the law and order? It wasn't taking place. And why was it not taking place? It's because the people who were unhappy about what's happening in their United States of America, in their minds, still believing that an election was stolen from them that wasn't, felt some sort of privilege, Jacoby, that we're going to overthrow the government. And that image right there, after what happened via the election in Atlanta, when we saw the two Senate candidates now who are elected, that now give Senate the majority, that image of the Confederate flag in the White House speaks 1,000 words. And I, like you, was devastated by what I saw. But again, I want to acknowledge the progress. At one time, there were people that felt like that, carrying that flag that looked like that. The difference is they were wearing hoods. Now the revolution is being televised and we see them. And it's okay. You can feel that, Ray. But the rest of the world has passed you by. In the general election, in Atlanta, in our heads, in our hearts, we have passed you by. Catch up.
Very well put. Strong words from you, Jalen. And before I move on to my thoughts, I just want to just commend all of the people in the NBA world, because we all, yesterday afternoon, no matter where you were, you watched these images on your phones, on your television screens, and it's just jarring, it's shocking, it's wild. And the idea that these men and women in the NBA circles came together and decided, you know what, we're going to express ourselves, we're going to play, and then after playing a basketball game, have to face microphones and questions about these very difficult issues to speak about and do so powerfully and eloquently. I want to commend them first. And I also want to say that this isn't new. Jalen, we've been doing this show for 10 years, and the intersection of sports and politics comes up over and over and over again.
Yep.
And it really, really spiked this summer. And a lot of that had to do not just with the general systemic racism, but something that you spoke about, the treatment of black and brown people from the hands of law enforcement. Obviously, not limited to, there was the killing of George Floyd, the killing of Breonna Taylor, mm-hmm. and the shooting of Jacob Blake. Now, in all these instances, there's two sides of the coin. There's always like a yeah, but. Oh, George Floyd, yeah, but he committed a crime and he resisted arrest. Oh, Breonna Taylor, yeah, but maybe they shot at the officers first and they were defending themselves. Jacob Blake, yeah, but he had a knife, right? When you look at the juxtaposition of the treatment of those people that went into the Capitol building and the people that marched in the Black Lives Matter movement, there is no yeah, but. There it is right there. If you look at the way that these people were treated on the steps of the Capitol and the way that the people were treated on the streets of cities and towns, you know, riding with the Black Lives Matter flag, there's no yeah, but. There it is. There's the double standard. There's the inequality. There's the excessive force. There's the systemic racism right in front of your face. It's in those images. We watched it play out yesterday. There is no more question about this problem that has not only been going on this summer, it's been going on for centuries, that needs to be fixed. And if you can still look at the way these people were treated and the way that other demonstrators were treated that are black and brown and don't see that double standard, then I don't know what to tell you. I really, really don't. Jalen.
And that's why taking a knee like Colin Kaepernick, who was vilified for doing it, is so symbolic. Because like I've said the entire time, it's a peaceful protest. It's a peaceful protest. And it continues to highlight over the years. It doesn't matter if we turn the other cheek like MLK, if it's eye for an eye, like Malcolm X, if regardless, like you mentioned, it seemed to be that yeah, but. And now all of a sudden, the images of things that I saw growing up, people being sprayed with water hoses, having to use inferior accommodations of the bathroom and of water fountains and of restaurants, and having to cross the street when they saw white people, to graduating to now seeing images of young black people wearing hoods and now being symbolic because all of a sudden they're being harassed by law enforcement or people who want to play officer, and all of a sudden unarmed people are being harmed, are being killed, families are being devastated, and then falsifying the police report in some, if not many, of these cases. You just said it right there. You're an officer. You're in the Capitol. And somebody who broke into the Capitol broke the window. You have your colleagues' guns drawn. Four people have died. And they taking selfies? And again, this is where I keep stressing. This is where the revolution gets televised. This is white America's unhappy with great glory. It's something that we have felt for so very long. We were promised 40 acres and a mule. We didn't get that. We didn't get that. And so I just hope now, while there is going to be policy change, I hope, and I do want student debt to be forgiven. I do want the education dynamics of suburban and urban to be even. I do want safe policing. And as much as I want all of those policy changes, Jacoby, the other thing I really want for people of color is some legitimate form of reparations. I think that would be the game-changing thing that the United States of America can do for people that look like me to help build this country on our backs for free. That would then really propel the dynamics in our society and show us that the America that we love and are taxpaying citizens of really value us in some way.
I also think it's important to note that the acknowledgement of the electoral votes for President-elect Biden, that they tried to disrupt, that they did disrupt, did end up happening and was confirmed, and democracy will move on, hopefully, peacefully. We will also move on. We've got lots of NBA action, NFL action to get you ready for. We'll be back right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. If you'd like to hear our expanded thoughts on the events in the Capitol yesterday, make sure you listen to our podcast where we always have exclusive content. But right now we will turn our thoughts towards the world of sports. There were NBA games last night and some great ones. Eastern Conference Finals rematch between the Celtics and the Heat went down to the wire until Peyton Pritchard with the putback. What did you take away from this game last night, the rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, you start with Peyton Pritchard, because anytime you're playing basketball without Kemba Walker at the point, you expect there to be a drop-off, and he's brought something different than now when you get him back. He's going to be a contributor more than they probably anticipated at the beginning of the season.
Good point.
And then you put that with the continued development of Tatum and Brown. And now all of a sudden, the Celtics again, playing against the Miami Heat, who won the East last year. Those are always going to be big games. So that's definitely a big time win by that squad.
Well, I said two things coming out of the NBA bubble. There were two people that went from stars to superstars in the bubble. One was our homegirl Malika, and the other one was Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler this year has been off to a little bit of a slow start, I will say. What do you think about Jimmy Butler so far this year?
The thing about Jimmy Butler, he's struggling shooting that three, Jacoby. Doug Collins always talked to me about this. The game is so hard when you can't shoot. So that's what I saw. I was happy to see him score 26 against the Celtics. However, you know he's rugged and tough. He plays basketball like an NFL running back. And he's dealt with some injuries. He's dealt with some injuries coming to this season. So I appreciate him trying to fight through it. But he's had some single-digit games and a 20-plus point game. And so when he starts to play like he's capable, that's when they're going to hit their stride.
He has not hit a single three-pointer yet this season. Well, that wasn't the only good game last night. We had another one between the Jazz and the Knicks right here in New York City, where the streets are kind of talking about the Knicks, Jalen
Rose. I'm on my
Rose.
New York.
And one of the reasons they're talking about New him York. Is performances like last night. The first half looked dominant for the Jazz, but then the Knicks started coming back. Julius Randle came on in the second half. And that man right there, Austin Rivers, he took over. He took over. At the fourth quarter, he hit three threes and got another bucket, 11 points in the last few minutes of the game. Jalen, I have a simple question for you. Are the Knicks for real?
Shout to Tom Thibodeau, who's doing an amazing job getting effort, playing big minutes to Julius Randle and RJ Barrett and getting great productivity. And then you have Austin Rivers coming in as one of my favorite irrational confidence heat check type players. And then all of a sudden he could get you double figure points in one quarter in a win against a great defensive team in the Jazz without Obi Toppin. But you know what makes me happiest about this?
What's
as
that?
A Michigander
that
went to the university that also spends a lot of time on the East Coast with a lot of my coworkers and friends and family. You know what? You know what warms my heart?
What makes you happy, Jalen? I like it when
you're
happy.
So many New York Knickerbocker fans can now smile and feel good about their team. I forget so many times how many of you guys actually exist when the Yankees and the Knicks are bad. But are good,
if this wasn't the pandemic, you'd see a lot of Knicks hats, a lot of Knicks hoodies, a lot of people congregated outside of MSG on game day. But the pandemic won't even let us have this 3 weeks of success to celebrate. Jalen, that's what happened in the NBA last night. But now it is time to turn our attention to one of the most fun sports weekends of the year, and that is the wild card super weekend. Look at all these games that we have to get you ready for, and the one that I'm keyed on, my favorite matchup of them all, just happens to be on ABC, and that is at 1 p.m. on Sunday between the Titans and the Ravens. These two teams have a history. What are you keying on for this matchup?
Physical. They want to get physical. The Ravens want to run it. So do the Titans. You're going to see Lamar, who had over 1,000 yards rushing. You're going to see Dobbins on the other side. You're going to see that guy right there, King Henry.
Get off.
Playing all three downs. The last couple of games, not even catching out of the backfield. I guess you don't need to when you can rush for 2,000 yards. So the key is going to be Ryan Tannehill. Is he going to be better than most teams' quarterbacks like we talked about earlier in the year? Because when you start to look at squads around the league, it's like when you throw his name out there, you be like, he ain't top 10. And then you're like, wait a minute. He's been a difference maker. So that's what I'm looking to see. Whose physicality in the run game pays off? And can Ryan Tannehill be a game changer in the playoffs like he was last season?
See, Jalen, you watch a lot of football and you're intelligent. You understand that success on the ground is going to be the key to this. And we know that both these teams can run the ball, but can these teams stop the run? And when you look at the numbers, that will show you which way this game is going to go. Because when you look at their defenses, look, the Ravens are eighth in the league at stopping the run. The Titans, they're almost in the bottom third. And rushing touchdowns, the Ravens are fourth in the league. Titans, bottom third. Third down rush percentage, second in the league for the Ravens. Titans, almost last in the league. Jalen, that is why I predict that it will be the Ravens that will literally run away with this one to start the slate on Sunday. And one thing I love about this game, Jalen Rose, you know I love drama. You know I love storylines. You know I love tension and conflict. And this game has some, because if you remember, it seems like it was like 3 months ago, but before they played in Baltimore, the Titans congregated on the logo of the Ravens. And you know who wasn't happy about that? Mr. Harbaugh came out to have a conversation with Malcolm Butler.
And then
Mr. Vrabel got involved. This is why I'm excited for this one. Not just all the action on the field, but you know these teams don't like each other. Division rivals. I've got the Ravens winning this one. Who do you got?
Mouth football. And I'm riding with you. That was great teamwork. As I talked about the run game, you talked about the defense not being able to stop the run. So I agree with you. The Ravens are going to do a better job at it. They'll advance.
Rob Gronkowski told us something about Tom Brady that's going to blow your mind. Make sure you stay tuned to hear that. You won't believe it.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Loved watching Clippers Warriors last night, and there is the sequel tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on ESPN, Clippers Warriors. And guess what? Sunday at 1 p.m., we have the highlight of the wild card weekend, Ravens Titans on ABC and ESPN. And then Monday, 8 p.m., the college football playoff national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Gronk was asked to tell a story about his quarterback, and he did not disappoint.
I would just say, going to a Kentucky Derby and seeing him take a shot and like just seeing his face after, like in disgust, like I'm putting this alcohol in my body, and you know, takes a shot and just like, how am I going to throw next week?
What was it a shot of?
I think Fireball.
Come on, Tom. Fireball goes down smooth. Like, that wasn't Bacardi 151 or Overproof rum. Fireball's easy, Tom.
I got something for you youngsters. That cinnamon whiskey hit different when you plus 40, dog. Trust me.
I still love it, though. Jalen, we have some good news on this very strange day. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Michigan Wolverines basketball team hasn't lost a game yet. They are 10-0. How do you feel about that?
I see you, Big Newt. Congratulations to the squad playing with effort, with leadership, with balance. We shooting the three, we getting points in the paint. I'm really excited about this season and what Juwan has done for the program. Multiple players contributing. Hail to the victors.
Great job by the Michigan men's basketball team. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m.